from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
You bet it is. Collector's Corner every Wednesday around this time here on 1600 ESPN with Spencer on sports. It's brought to you by Cooley Cards and Gaming of Cedar Rapids. Appreciate their support of the segment and of local sports talk here on 1600 ESPN. You can find them at 2660 Wiley Boulevard Southwest. That's near the intersection of Wiley and Williams Boulevard Southwest. Be sure you like them on Facebook. Look for Cooley Cards and Gaming Cedar Rapids. Always posting on Facebook. They've got tons of new releases in. I've been scrolling through their Facebook page here during the break. Lots of stuff that looks pretty fun to rip. They've had some huge pulls. In fact, just today alone, they shared on their Facebook page, someone pulled a very, very valuable Victor Wembanyama rookie card. Also a one-of-one of one of the top prospects in baseball. Curtis Meade was just pulled in shop today. So if you love cards, you love collectibles, be sure you check them out. Not just sports cards. They've got a huge selection. I told you before when I've stopped in there, you could spend hours upon hours going through their sports dollar boxes, $1 to $9 section. They've got a whole section just like that for trading card games like Pokemon and Magic. So if you love that stuff, check them out there too. Lots of great stuff. Great folks there as well. Very welcoming when you walk in, willing to help you find what you need. And a great place to hang out, talk sports, and make some purchases at Cooley Cards and Gaming. And again, appreciate their support of the segment here on 1600 ESPN. I mentioned a cool story from the memorabilia world. We'll get to that here in just a bit. But first, a look at what's hot in the hobby. And what's hot right now is an unlicensed product. We've talked about this before. You have licensed trading cards, which are cards that have the team logo, the team nickname, in full uniform. You can tell, hey, that guy plays for the Atlanta Braves or the Chicago Bears, or if it's a collegiate product, you can clearly tell that that's Iowa or Iowa State. Unlicensed products, we've talked about that with Panini, some of their stuff, and other companies that have that don't have the rights to certain sports leagues and teams. It you can kind of tell who it is, but you have to. They have to follow a certain set of rules. Well, Topps is making a comeback. We've talked about this before. Topps is eventually getting the NBA and NFL licenses back. Panini is going to very soon not be able to print licensed trading cards anymore after having the exclusive license to the Players Association for both the NBA and NFL for quite some time. Topps is already kind of putting out sneak peeks for both basketball and football, and I've seen a ton of people opening and sharing pictures of a new football set out called Topps Composite. It's basically a bunch of Topps brands mixed into one set, and they have some pretty cool cards in it. The real chase out of this is the key rookies. It's technically a 2023 product, even though it is almost the start to the 2024 football season. But people are still chasing, of course, C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young and Will Levis and Anthony Richardson. And those are the key chasers in this. In fact, those are, from what I understand, the only four current players or rookies in the set. Everybody else is a retired veteran. And so you're getting, you know, some high-tier veteran players like John Elway, Joe Montana, Rob Gronkowski's in the checklist, but people love their C.J. Stroud cards, and I've seen quite a few people talking about, buying this product because C.J. Stroud's in it, and he doesn't sign with Panini, so if you want C.J. Stroud autographs, you're either chasing college cards, his first college cards from a few years ago, or you're chasing products like this with Topps Composite. So it's kind of a cool set. I haven't had a chance to open much of it or open any of it, quite frankly. But even though you don't have the team logo, I think you're getting, I think, decent value from what I've seen with it. Plus, who doesn't love, if you love sports cards, you love, opening packs and chasing rookies and chasing key players. Who doesn't love the thrill of a chase, whether it's licensed or not. But you can check out, I usually go to sportscollectorsdaily.com for info about new releases. But you've got some, I think, cool-looking cards. And if you kind of, look at this and see this kind of design and maybe in your mind imagine what it'll look like when they do have the ability to put the Colts logo or the Texans logo or whatever on the trading cards. It kind of gives you a little preview of what you can expect maybe down the road from Topps football when it makes its return. But Topps Composite is what's hot in the hobby right now. Topps Chrome Basketball also out. I mentioned that on a previous edition of the segment, Topps Chrome Basketball coming back also as an unlicensed product. There have been some big hits out of it. Victor Wembanyama is the big chase, but the one thing I've seen quite a few people commenting on, at least those that are in the sports card hobby, they look at it and you look at how the jerseys and the players are presented on the cards. It's almost cartoonish, like kind of a drawing. And I know some people aren't too thrilled with that. It's not an actual picture. There has to be some photoshopping done because they can't use the Chicago Bulls logo or Minnesota Timberwolves when they're printing cards because they don't have the rights to it. But you look at kind of the pictures, it looks almost too cartoonish, almost too photoshopped for some people's taste. But it's all subjective. If you're a collector and are looking for something fun to chase down, Topps Composite or Topps Chrome Basketball seem to be at least the hottest subjects right now from what I'm seeing. This is the story I wanted to get to, and we're on the cusp of another NFL season, so I thought this was kind of cool. You've heard of the group of men who have never missed a Super Bowl, which I think is an incredible feat in its own right. They've been to every Super Bowl since Super Bowl I, and one of them is actually selling some of the memorabilia he has acquired over time. His name is Don Chrisman. He is part of the Never Miss a Super Bowl Club, and he is selling off some of the memorabilia that he's accumulated over 58 seasons of attending the Super Bowl. He is originally from Maine, and he has consigned a complete run of tickets to every game, Super Bowl game programs, pennants, and other items to Heritage Auctions. And this auction actually happened a few weeks ago, so you might not be able to get in on some of this still, but I think it's kind of a cool opportunity to own a piece of history. Now, I say own a piece of history. An authentic graded ticket to Super Bowl I, let's be honest, is not going to sell for $5. It's going to be a pretty penny to acquire that for your collection. But it's still pretty cool to see just what this guy has accumulated over the years, right? Because when you go to games, you've been to every Super Bowl, 58 seasons now. His streak is stretching along with this club. One of three fans who can claim that they've attended every Super Bowl since the first one in Los Angeles. You got a lot of cool stuff to share. And he's got tickets to the games. I'm looking at a picture of them right now. It's great radio. But Heritage Auctions showing the tickets dating back. He's got 56 of the 58 tickets graded by PSA, meaning the condition been confirmed, authenticity confirmed. I obviously don't want to be selling a counterfeit ticket or anything like that, but he's got some really cool, a Super Bowl I ticket. You've seen reproductions of it, right? I know the Packer Pro Shop, and I'm sure the Chiefs Pro Shop, if you're talking about history, they sell like kind of a historical reproduction of it, but it's an authentic ticket from someone who was at the game. That's pretty darn cool. So he's got all these for sale. He's got a bunch of other stuff that he's putting up for auction, including some autographed items. He's got authentic pins and even a letter from Lamar Hunt, the founder of the Chiefs, who apparently the two exchanged letters about the merger of the NFL and the AFL. So Heritage Auctions was the one responsible for this. I couldn't imagine, just how lucky he is, how lucky the three members, Tom Henschel, Gregory Eaton, and Don Christman, the members of the Never Missed a Super Bowl Club. How lucky those guys are to witness, I mean, let alone one Super Bowl, and the average Joe, me, you, Isaac, you know, it's pretty darn impossible to afford Super Bowl tickets in this day and age. And these guys have been going for 58 seasons straight, and I'm assuming they'll be back this year for the next Super Bowl. But he's selling this stuff. He's not getting out of the game. He still continues or plans to, you know, continue going to Super Bowls. He says he needs to make some home repairs. So what better way to fund your home repairs than by selling authentic Super Bowl tickets to Super Bowl II? He does admit, though, in this article from Sports Collectors Daily, he's getting up there in age. He's 88. He can't keep doing this forever. So eventually the streak, not only for him, but the Never Miss a Super Bowl Club will come to an end. But an incredible streak in its own right, and he's got some incredible memorabilia that was up for sale recently through Heritage Auctions. I don't even know. I have some of the – they used to sell – I think they – do they still sell the game programs in – I mean, the program is probably all digital now, right? That's the one thing – that's my old man yells at the cloud moment. One thing the pandemic, and I think even before that, took away from us was physical tickets and physical programs. I miss those because you can print off the ticket from the computer, right? But like, yeah, it's not the same as having like the ticket out of the ticket book or you know, whatever, or having the game program from the game you went to. I've got a bunch of those from games I went to as a kid, Packer game, Brewer game, college games and stuff like that. I've got games that I've covered in program form. Now it's all digital, and that's fine. You can download it to your computer, I guess, but it's not the same as kind of what this guy has. But I have a couple of like the reproduced Super Bowl programs. They used to sell those at like Walmart and you know sports memorabilia stores after the leading up to and after the big game. And you know, people, fans of the team could buy them and, you know, hey, I got a Super Bowl program, even though millions of other people across the country have this because it's being sold and mass produced. But to get like authentic top of the line stuff, I think that's pretty cool. Do you have any Super Bowl memorabilia? You're a Packer fan like me. Do you have anything like remotely close to championship memorabilia?
Oh, I have,
in your collection.
I have a license plate thing that from I can't remember what all it has, but it just says like Super Bowl champions, and it has like different years listed in the different Super Bowls won. So that's about the closest thing I have to memorabilia. That was just
my dad stocked me up when I was a kid. Like Packers won Super Bowl 31. So like, oh, I'm going to get you hats. I'm going to get you this. Every time I've told this story before, every time I see them, there's always something new that pops up. We have like the Super Bowl champions train, like model train. Like, why do we buy this stuff? It's just sitting in a box, but we needed it because they won the Super Bowl. And then when they won Super Bowl 45 when I was in college. So then I bought a few things here and there and still have my collection. But I couldn't imagine having what this guy has, which is just layers upon layers, boxes upon boxes of authentic acquired in person Super Bowl merchandise. And he's selling some to repair his home, which is, I think, a pretty kind of wholesome thing to do in the end. There you go. That's Collector's Corner, again brought to you by Cooley Cards and Gaming of Cedar Rapids. You can check them out, 2660 Wiley Boulevard Southwest, or look for them on Facebook. Another edition coming up next week right here on 1600 ESPN. We'll wrap up the show with the sports menu next.
When you grow up in a family business, shop local just hits different. You basically absorb the idea that these people's jobs, their lives, literally depend on you. And that's pretty crazy. It's also the lives of all the people they impact. So like somebody chooses my family's business, then our employees choose other local businesses. It's like